Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The sun has set over Israel, bringing a warm evening across the region. Tel Aviv is enjoying a mild night, while Jerusalem experiences a cool breeze. In Haifa, the temperature remains pleasant for those venturing outside. Here are today's headlines. First, an American official told the New York Times that a U.S.-Saudi strike in Iraq killed 20 Iranian advisors, including Revolutionary Guards, earlier this hour, according to Walla. Also from earlier today, a senior political figure pointed to Qatar, China, and Russia for rising hostility towards Israel, as reported by Israel Hayom. Also this hour, a Saudi political source indicated that normalization with Israel remains a possibility, following discussions at the White House, Israel Hayom reports. Separately, the Times of Israel notes that former President Trump has vowed strong action against Iran after a recent attack on bases in Jordan. And finally, I-24 News has revealed that Israel is preparing for Election Day amid missile threats, with protocols being drafted for potential attacks. Reaction has been swift on social media. Amichai Stein shared minutes ago that President Trump has promised a robust response against Iran. Lee Kern quoted George Orwell's 1984 cautioning against theocratic tyranny in a post just now. Meanwhile, Visegrad 24 noted the rising likelihood of Iran taking military action against the Gulf state, posting that the probability has surged on Polymarket. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S.-Saudi strike in Iraq, an American official revealed to the New York Times that the operation targeted Iranian advisors, including members of the Revolutionary Guards. This comes as tensions escalate in the region, with implications for Iran's influence in Iraq and broader security dynamics. Turning to the senior political figure's remarks about hostility towards Israel, this figure, speaking to reporters in Washington, attributed the hostility to efforts by Qatar, China, and Russia. The backdrop includes ongoing geopolitical maneuvering that affects Israel's diplomatic relationships and regional stability. Meanwhile, the Saudi political source's comments about normalization with Israel suggest that diplomatic channels remain open. Despite tensions with Iran, the potential for improved Israeli-Saudi relations could reshape alliances and peace prospects in the Middle East. The Times of Israel's report on Trump's strong rhetoric against Iran follows the recent attack on U.S. bases in Jordan. The IDF has denied any involvement, yet the situation underscores the volatile military landscape and the risks of further escalation. And finally, I-24 News highlights Israel's election preparations amidst missile threats. The drafting of attack protocols reflects the ongoing security concerns and the potential impact on voter turnout and national stability during elections. Turning to business and markets. First, OpenAI is expanding its presence in Israel. The company has brought on a former AWS executive and is introducing new AI tools to local startups, according to CTEC. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reports that Israelis are spending more on clothing and transportation, with credit purchases rising slowly in the second quarter, highlighting shifts in consumer behavior. And finally, Ynet Business reveals the success story of Dondi, an Israeli AI startup. Founded by childhood friends without venture capital, the company achieved a multi-million dollar exit after expanding globally, serving 70,000 businesses in 140 countries. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.